Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
What's up, Motiversity fam? If you're loving our daily motivation and are hungry for powerful conversations that'll ignite your mind and propel your journey, you've got to check out Tom Bilyeu's podcast, Impact Theory. Dive deep into the minds of the world's most sought-after guests, the game changers, innovators, and thought leaders who crack the code to success. And Tom's insatiable hunger for knowledge gives the show urgency and relevance while giving listeners the knowledge, tools, and empowerment to take control of their lives and develop true personal power. Imagine a virtual mentorship with visionaries like Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, and Tim Ferriss. Tom dives into their stories, extracting the wisdom and strategies that have shaped their extraordinary lives. It's not just a podcast. It's your roadmap to personal evolution. Impact Theory will challenge your thinking, push your limits, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Find Impact Theory wherever you listen to podcasts and join the community of impact-driven individuals who are changing the game. Remember, Motiversity fam, it's time to unleash your potential. Tune into Impact Theory and let your transformation begin.
You know, you got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you or it's because the girl treated you this way or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of them. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes. And that's going to be a problem.
That's the problem, too. If you're chronically rejected by people, it's often because of your own insufficiencies. You know, whether that's cowardice or lack of social skills or whatever it is, it's like, you can't just brush it off as, oh, well, you know, no one likes me, but really I'm okay. It's like, no, wrong. If everyone rejects you, there's probably something wrong, and it's probably deep and difficult, and it's going to be horrible to fix. And so this isn't a trivial problem. It's not a trivial problem at all.
Todd, I'm sorry, all right? I screwed up. I know I screwed up. I don't know why.
Oh, great, of course. Here it comes. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing shitty things and then feel bad about yourself like that makes it okay. You need to be better.
But yet you're fully committed to sabotaging yourself and your career. Then you're sitting back stressed out and depressed, wondering why. Why ain't things happening? That's the answer. I just gave it to you. It's about as real as it gets. The question is, what are you going to do next week, 2 weeks from now? You're in your own way. You are the reason your career is not on the next level. Nobody else but you.
When you don't have a true appreciation and acceptance for who you are, and you allow yourself to be immobilized by fear, what happens in the process is that you begin to abuse yourself. You begin to sabotage your life, you begin to sabotage your dreams, you begin to unconsciously work against yourself. You become your own worst enemy. So what do you do about that? Well, you begin to realize that your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive.
You might be sitting there wondering if you're going to wake up tomorrow and do the thing you said you would. But why on earth would you wonder? This thing you're so uncertain about is literally you. There's nothing in this world you have more control over than yourself. But if you decide to wake up every day, surrender that control to chance, I guess you'll be stuck wondering forever. This disconnect between you and you is unnecessary, though. The pattern of hoping you fulfill the role of a better you and disobeying that desire every time is completely in your hands. It is a recipe for no self-respect. So there's some certainty within yourself that needs to be built. That's not going to happen by accident.
If you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what do you have to do to be successful? I promise you, your heart will tell you.
You never look at yourself in the mirror and say, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
This is you versus you.
Most of us, we live in a box. And we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. But what we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that,
yeah.
You could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL.
Wow.
So if my mind was shackled, me and you would never meet. There'd be no book.
Right.
There'd be no book.
Right.
There'd be nothing. So what people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself.
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Steven's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now, and there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing, and what is missing in you right now is hope.
If you set your own value by what you believe about yourself, if you think that you're worthless, if you're not very good at it, other people pick that up.
It doesn't matter what lifestyle you have. It doesn't matter what walk of life you have. No matter what you do, if you allow excuses to tell you what to do, then ultimately the excuses have more control of you than what you have of yourself. So get up, work hard, put some effort into what you want out of life, because all you have is you. All you have is what you have inside. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what to do. You know what you need to do. Get out there and get it done. Because that's ultimately what it's going to take. You have to have the courage, the will, and everything you have inside to get to the level and beyond the level you want to be. Life does not stop until they put you in the ground, my friend.
Strong mind is a catalyst for change. When you see the best athletes in the world either perform really well or, on the other hand, completely bomb out, it's because of that muscle that lives between the ears.
It's interesting to me that the comfortable route is seen as the safest path, but the undeniable disappointment that comes from giving up the ideals of the true self doesn't seem so safe to me. Don't indulge in the comfort that comes with more effort, because that comfort is nothing but a lie.
So what kinds of things, what kinds of thoughts are you feeding your consciousness? What kind of things are you putting in your mind that will enable you to either move forward or to justify why you're staying where you are?
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are. And that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. And if you don't have hope, and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
So it's time to come face to face with pain. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? Because what hurt you, what tried to cripple you and kill you, only made you stronger. You have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful. My content creators, my entrepreneurs, my musicians, come on, my keynote speakers, my captains of industries, my CEOs, from the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting, maybe dying on the inside, but you still got life left.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.